Have you seen the movie Twister? It's been 20 years since that movie came out, and there's still a scene stuck in my head. It's when Bill and his ex-wife, Joe, are chasing a tornado. They decide to drive their truck into a field down a well-traveled ditch instead of staying on the road. Not their brightest moment. They think this will get them ahead of the tornado, but instead, the road entraps them. No matter how hard they try, they can't escape the dirt walls that the ditch carved over time. And to make matters worse, the road dead ends at an old wooden bridge. Ultimately, the tornado catches them, destroying their truck. Bill and Joe narrowly escape by jumping out and taking shelter under the bridge. Whew! It's an intense scene, and everybody knows that they're going to get trapped. That's what happens when people drive into ditches. They get deeper and deeper until there's no way out. The same is true for how our brain works. The more we travel down certain roads with our thoughts and actions, the more we carve out ditches, or what scientists call neural pathways, in our brain. This is how habits and addictions develop. Our brain literally is sculpted by thoughts over time. Do you ever feel like Bill and Joe in that truck, going down a dead-end road, unable to turn your thoughts and actions around? Well, if so, welcome to humanity. It's a well-traveled road going all the way back to Adam. But there is good news. There's a man, a new Adam, who carved out a new road. He made a new pathway in our mind and heart. From birth to death, he traveled down the road of faith, hope, and love, where all his thoughts and actions sculpted a new way forward. Psalm 1 speaks of the man who lives his whole life faithfully and righteously, creating a road of blessing for all to travel. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. Jesus is the one this psalm points to. The day and night delight of having all our thoughts and actions traveling down God's road of blessing has been carved out in Jesus. And Jesus doesn't intend to travel alone. He cut the path and invites us to join along for the journey. Jesus meets us at the dead end of our road, destroying all that entraps us, saving us to walk with him on a new road of blessing. And as we walk with him, step by step, our thoughts and actions conform to his, where blessing and delight will become a way of life. So next time you see a twister, ditch the truck, find the true path, and walk with Jesus. I'm Jeff Brodnax, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.